Tomorrow, the U.S. record industry will ask a San Francisco judge to decide whether to shut down Napster, a software service that lets music fans swap songs for free by trading MP3 computer files online. Singer-songwriter John Flansburg of the rock group They Might Be Giants has some advice for the music industry and fellow performers on how to cope with their copyright concerns in this new technological era.
Hey, rock star, your songs are everywhere. People who don't even like you can't get away from your promotion machine. Nobody's worried about your copyrights or the threat of MP3 piracy, because they know you are very, very wealthy. It is graceless for your one public act, outside of relentless self-promotion, to be a stingy lawsuit over what is widely perceived by the public as a victimless crime. Get back to saving the planet, dude. No mortal could ever feel your pain. The sad irony is, the public's perception is wrong, and as a songwriter and performer who's clawed my way to the middle, I know it. And as a preschool graduate, I know stealing is wrong. Stealing candy is wrong, stealing fonts for your word processor is wrong, and stealing copywritten recordings is wrong. The MP3 trading problem needs to find a solution. And as anyone who's visited a college dorm knows, MP3 is not home taping. Compensating songwriters, seems to me, is the litmus test for all the many half-baked arguments over setting the music free surrounding the MP3 intellectual property debate. Unlike performers who continually blur the line of promotion and product, the faceless songwriter is the one figure who is truly iced out of the MP3 scenario. How to solve the problem? I say go directly to the man, the major labels. It should come as no surprise to anyone who spent quality time hanging out with a drug-addled record executive that this industry is squarely stuck in the early 80s. 5 years ago, the major labels completely missed the opportunity to work with Real Audio or Liquid Audio or anyone really to create an industry standard that would protect copyright in a clear and preferred format. So, here's some free, unsolicited advice to the internet-beleaguered music executive. Cancel the meetings tomorrow with the lawyers and go online and look around. Figure out how to answer your own email. Look out to the edge of the electronic music horizon, past all of today's MP3 bickering. Try to get back to when it was your imagination and not your experience that qualified you for your job. How about creating a cable-like streaming system or an on-demand jukebox, and then figure out who you'll actually have to work with to make it happen? In spite of what anyone says, major labels aren't going away, because the business of getting famous is a lot more difficult and a lot more complicated than posting a song on the web. But until the music labels figure out how to leave the internet rather than chase it, the mainstream of the music scene is destined to just get even duller and safer than it already is. And that is a scary thought. This is John Flansburg from Marketplace.
John Flansburg is one half of the group They Might Be Giants, which recorded a best-selling pay-for-download MP3 last year.